Hey y'all, it's your girl Ra, or Sarah, and welcome to today's episode. The episode today is a very hot topic among many individuals, both qualified and unqualified. And the topic today is, drumroll, the Student Loan Forgiveness Program. And again, I say, very hot topic. So before we get into it, and you want to hear me talk about this, there's a lot of information in this episode. Get a snack while we listen to today's sponsor, and we'll get right on into it. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. You're very kind. You know, your girl needs to get some coin. But yeah, as previously stated, today is a hot topic. It just is. I don't know why people are so against it, but whatever. But yeah, so let's kind of get down to the nitty gritty. But beforehand, let me give you a preface. I'm currently doing laundry, so if you hear something strange, it's probably my washer. And then if you hear some banging, it's my boyfriend's cousin upstairs. He's, I don't know, always makes noise. I'm not quite understanding why. But anyways, so today's episode is about the Student Loan Forgiveness Program. And, you know, it's, you know, pretty much, in order to have your loans forgiven, you have to make 120 qualifying, with quotes on it, on-time payments. So pretty much it means that once you receive your bill, which will say how much you owe and when you have to pay it by, you pay that amount by the due date or up to 15 days after. These payments do not need to be consecutive. So, if you make those qualifying payments, according to student aid, if you qualify for forgiveness, cancellation, or discharge of the full amount of your loan, that means you are no longer obligated to make loan payments. If you qualify for forgiveness, cancellation, or discharge of only a portion of your loan, you are responsible for repaying the remaining balance. So that is just the plain old Student Loan Forgiveness Program. But if you do not qualify for that, meaning you did not make 120 qualifying on-time payments, there is also the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which I've never heard of, but it's the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which is the United States government program that was created under the College Cost Reduction and Access Act of 2007, which is meant to provide indebted professionals a way out of their federal student loan debt burden by working full-time in public service. So that might be a little better, you know, working in public service, like I'm assuming like community, stuff like that. But that's just a gist of student loan forgiveness, kind of give everyone an idea of what it is before we get on into this hot topic. Now, I have attended 4 different schools. I only count 3 because the 4th one, which is Southern New Hampshire Online, doesn't really matter to me. I didn't really count it. But I have been to 4 different schools. I do have an ass amount of loans out, not more than most people, but enough for me and for it to be a lot for me. And it's just, you know, it's hard being somebody who just wants to further their life and in a program that, you know, you can't just learn off the streets. A lot of people make arguments that you don't need a degree for that. Like, you do. My degree is forensic science, if you don't know, and you can't just get into forensic science without a degree. That's not how that works. It's not like carpentry or writing where you can just write and, you know, you got a job. It's not something new to learn. It's really belittling when people try to say shit like that. It really actually drives me up a motherfucking wall, because if you don't know what you're talking about, just say it, bruh. Like, just say it, just admit it. Like, it's cool. We all have those days, right? Anyways, I ended up creating a, survey that I shared on, Twitter, Facebook, my 2 different Facebook pages and Snapchat, and I got 14 responses. I narrowed some of them down to less because some of them were just simple answers or I didn't know what they were trying to say. But pretty much I got 14 responses and we're just going to go through it. So we're going to kind of disclose the college information. So one of the questions I asked is, did you attend college? If so, where? So we're going to break down where these people, the anonymous people, went to college and, you know, how much average tuition costs and room and board if you live on campus. I'm dying of thirst. Every time I brush my teeth, I'm like dying of thirst afterwards. But all right, so the first college we have is Salter College, which is kind of like one of those colleges you hear about on TV. Like, I don't know how to explain what kind of college it is, but it is closed now. It's not around anymore, but it was located in Worcester, and it's the tuition for it was $14,520 a year or semester or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if they break down it into years or semesters because it's not like a traditional college, but there's that. Next, we have the United Tribes Technical College, which is located in North Dakota, and their tuition's very, very, very low, which is $4,252, I assume, yearly or semesterly. Next, there's Colby Sawyer College, which I believe is in New Hampshire. The tuition itself is $46,364. If you want to live on campus, get ready. Your room and board is an additional $16,368. So that's a lot. That's like $60,000 a year. Next is Quincy College, which is relatively cheap since they charge per course and per degree. So for like example, computer science and technology, the tuition and fees is $294. So relatively cheap. I'm not sure what kind of degree you get there. Like if you just get certifications, I'm not sure how that works. I actually did not look into it, but that's Quincy College. Franklin Pierce University, the tuition is $39,055. But if you want to live on campus, you tack on an additional $8,900. Fitchburg State, if you want to live on campus, it's $22,320, which very cheap. And if you want to be a commuter, you kind of pretty much cut it in half. It's $10,565 a year. Bridgewater State, the tuition is relatively cheap because it is a public school. It is $10,732 a year. However, if you plan on living on campus, room and board as well as meal plan is an additional $13,300, which is pretty much $23,000, roughly $24,000 a year, which is pretty cheap because it is a public school. next, getting into some of the ones that I have attended, Becker College is closed now, but the tuition for that per year is $40,150. I did attend 1 year there. Mount Ida College, it is now closed, but I was able to find the tuition for which when I lived there. So the tuition was, and I lived there for 2 years, $32,300, and the room and board, if you live there, was $13,000 additional. So it wasn't much. I think this was actually a little lower because I do remember when I was trying to apply for loans, the school was like $54,000 a year to live there in total. So this was, I want to say, less than what I, you know, less than what it was, but pretty much. I did not attend Framingham State, but someone apparently who did my survey did. So the tuition for Framingham State, which is strange because it's considered a public school, is $27,880 a semester, or a year, sorry. With room and board that ranges from $4,320 to an additional $5,320 depending on the dorm in which you want to live in. And LaSalle, which I have just finished my first year there, the tuition, this school is very expensive. I think it's because it is a university versus just like a college. I noticed that if it's a university, the tuition is usually much higher because a university pretty much has different schools in the school for specific like specialty degrees. So LaSalle's tuition is $42,630 a year, but if you want a room and board, you add an additional, drum roll, $16,500 if you want to live on campus. That's a lot of money. Honestly, I can't even do the quick math on that, so let me do it on my calculator here. 42,630 plus 16,500, that becomes $59,100. $59,130. Yeah. I mean, I did not live on campus. I commuted. So, but still, 42,630. Kind of fucking insane. Yeah. So, that's pretty much just a gist. These are the schools that people who answered my survey or completed it, where they went to. I didn't ask them. I mean, I probably should have, but I didn't want it to be too, you know, too wordy. But I should have asked, like, how long they stayed. Did they live on campus or whatever, just to kind of get the specificalities of it. But I kind of just added room and board just because, just to hit all my points. So pretty much from that, we know that, private schools, and this is going to be important, an important topic for later, or an important piece of information for later, private schools do cost more. They do. That's just what it is. And universities do cost more. And that's just because they have, again, separate schools for different specialty degrees. Kind of like, if you think about it, Harvard Law School, there's Harvard Medicine, School of Medicine, things like that. Obviously, I don't go to Harvard, and no one that filled out my survey goes to Harvard, but, you know. But, yeah. So, kind of heading into the juice of the survey, this is going to be lengthy. So, again, just thank you for listening and getting through that first college tuition segment. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of, you know, the episode here, let's listen to one more beautiful sponsor. Because, again, your girl needs coin. You know, we're talking about tuition. It's clearly I need coin. So you listen to a sponsor. I take a break, and we will get back into this shortly. So, again, thank you for always listening to the same ad I keep playing, because it's the only ad I have. Because apparently nobody cares about sponsoring my podcast, which is fine, because I'm not, like, so great or whatever. But, you know, everyone needs money. You know, and I would like to be sponsored by somebody else or additional to Anchor, but it's fine because Anchor is wonderful and that's what I record my podcasts on. So again, thank you for the love and suffering through those ads that are very repetitive. Now, I would like to preface this portion of the pod because I am recording on different days and now I am at my other apartment in Newton, and there is quite a bit of construction appearing to be happening outside of my window. So if you hear some noises, please don't be shocked, and please don't be alarmed. Now, we've already went through the specific college information, including tuition and room and board and various fees, of myself, schools I've attended, as well as schools that the people who have taken my survey have attended. And that's pretty wild. So now we're going to move on to the answers I received for the first question I asked. So the first thing I asked was, do you think that all student loans should be forgiven? Explain why or why not? And I already knew that this was going to be a pretty touchy situation and question, but annoyed with some people, but that's fine. So the first answer I got was, not if you attend a private university. The government should fund public colleges, and if you choose to go private, that's on you. I don't think they should cancel anything until they have a plan to prevent the situation from happening again. They can cancel everyone's loans today, but we'll still be in the same boat 10 years from now when all future students have had to take out the same amount of money or more. And to that I say, it's not really a choice for everyone to go to a private university. Sometimes private universities are the only option for individuals. So I think it's kind of fucked up to say, nope, not private schools. Because I got another one that says, no, maybe a portion, but especially for private education, it should not be forgiven. For state schools, I consider that a form of public education because of where their funding comes from, and those should be forgiven, but not private higher education. Which is, like, fucked up. Can we stop attacking people who go to private school, like, as a college choice? Another one I got was yes. So, I don't... even though I learned my schooling by being in active duty, I do believe that it should be forgiven. Someone said, I don't think that the entirety of the loan should be forgiven, but they are grossly overpriced due to unnecessary costs from school and increasing interest. Students should still be responsible for some portion of their loans. So, I do agree with that. My personal view is that I don't think all student loans should be forgiven, like, not the entirety of them all. I think that the main problem is the price of higher education, because if higher education wasn't so grossly overpriced, the student loan problem wouldn't be as big of a problem as it is. So I have another one that says no. We agreed to them when we decided to go to college, but I do believe that there should be little or no interest on the loans. The banks should not be making millions off of us, and we shouldn't be paying the loans basically twice over either. That's a good point. Yeah, we agreed to loans when we went to college. I understand that. But they are right when they think that there should be little to no interest on the student loans, because pretty much they're doubling our loans with interest. Like, what is the point? Like, what? Why? I don't get it. I have a yes. All student loans should be forgiven. Young adults with debt like that are at a significant advantage, disadvantage for career and personal advancement. I 1,000% agree. I have another yes. Education should be free. For a school that is closed, yes. They obviously are not using the money. And someone said, I think over a certain amount should be forgiven. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Most people, I want to say it's about very 50-50. Which is, you know, doable. Oh, excuse me. The next question I asked, which is a little bit more, of a lengthy question, but this is the last lengthy question, and then we can get into, like, going over everything. But my question was, what are your thoughts on student loans and the higher education system? Someone had said, if you can't pay the student loans and need to defer it, you end up paying so much more in the end. It isn't fair because you clearly couldn't afford the lower amount. That's a good point. The next person said, it should be handled how primary education is. Government funding for public schools pay for universities. They also need to cap interest rates for private loans. In no world should they be allowed to set 10% plus interest rates on loans for 18-year-olds. That is, yeah, yeah, very much so. I feel as though they are too high budgeted. You are trying to make careers on those, trying to build on themselves, but distracting them with the side stress that does not educate the system. Teachers will still be paid the same, no matter the huge distraction of loans and being in debt. Students should not be in responsibility. I could totally understand if they decided to go to private universities. Again, with the attacking people who go to private universities. Why? Let's see. Someone said you sign up for it before you even start. Obviously. No one's saying you don't. Someone else said there is no standard for curriculum for higher education. For this reason, you pay for the level of education and the reputation of the school, which is what will hopefully be what gets you a job. That is what you're paying for when it comes to private higher education. I guess, I'm not going to decipher that. Someone said, I think it's both. I've never had to apply. You know what? I'm realizing something got messed up here. These are being mixed up. So, another question I asked, something went wrong with my Microsoft Word document, which is really driving me up a wall. But there is a section where I asked, what do you think the problem is? Do you think it's the price of higher education or is it the student loans themselves? So some of these are going to be answered to that. So this answer is for the one where it's like, which one? Is it the price of higher education or is it the loans? Someone said, I think it's both. I've never had to apply for one myself, but I know who have themselves. And some get high interest on top of their original loan price, so it becomes even more than what it needs to be. It seems that a 4-year degree isn't enough for some high-paying jobs, and a master's is required, which even costs more than what I don't know what they're saying. It's honestly overpriced and not fair. Very true. I think both are the problem. This is what somebody said. But mostly student loans, people get buried in interest and will never pay off their principal because of the terrible interest rates, which is just insane. Student loans should have little to no interest as they are an investment in our country's future. That is my favorite answer I've ever received on this entire survey. Somebody said loans are great until it's time to pay them back and then some. The higher education system is way overpriced. Higher education should be a privilege when we are required to go through primary and secondary school to begin with. I agree with the fact that higher education is way overpriced, but higher education, you saying it shouldn't be a privilege, it is a privilege because not everybody, while they are required to go through primary and secondary schools, not everyone is made to continue and go into the college life. You kind of just have to show a willpower for it, a want, a need, an urge. You just have to show the sparkle, I call it. It is a privilege to be able to attend higher education. While it is a privilege, it is also important. Like somebody else had said, it's an investment in our country's future. You are educating those who are going to run the world when, the older generation passes away. Like, it most definitely is a privilege, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't be accessible. That's what I think. Somebody said higher education is an incredible opportunity that should be more accessible while still paying professors, college staff a fair wage. Why did I say it like that? While still paying professors and college staff a fair wage. Exactly. I want to say that is like my biggest point when it comes to this. Because every time I share something about the student loan forgiveness, blah, 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 everyone just wants to verbally attack and be like, you took them out, you pay them back. Listen, nobody's really upset that we have to pay them back. We know how loans work. Most people's phones are loans. You get them at a store and you pay on them monthly. Cars are loans. We know how loans work. It's just the fact of the pricing that is just, it's absolutely absurd. I know that for colleges and universities, everything is going to be a little more expensive because, they're huge buildings and it's not just one building. They're huge buildings. Electricity, running water, everything. Plus, not to mention all the staff you have to pay, the janitors, the professors, the adjunct professors, the librarian, just, yeah, I get that. And the nurses for the nurse, whatever, on campus. I get that it's more expensive because you have to pay all that extra thing, but it absolutely does not boil down to $55,000 a student a year. I'm sorry, that is just unreal. It's unreal because you think in high school, there's a couple hundred students in high schools right? And my high school, we paid our class dues $200 a year. That's $800 a student for the entire high school career. And that's enough to pay the teachers their wages and to keep up with the cleaning and the gen. I'm sorry, but $800. I don't think $55,000 is something that should be up the price of a higher education. I absolutely just don't. So I think, I know that there are other ways to lower the price of higher education while still being able to pay professors and college staff a fair wage. So whoever said this really has the right idea. I think we just kind of need to get that along. You know, we have to get the word out there. Like, you want, see, these people want our generation to be educated and to be someone and to change the world. But they don't care enough because the way they're making it is impossible. They're making it almost impossible for us to be able to change the world. A lot of people are passionate about school. They're passionate about learning. They're passionate about being better and being able to change the world. And for me, it's not really changing the world. It's about being better than what I came from. Becoming something I don't. Becoming something different than what I seen growing up as in my family. You know, I just feel like it's not right. And people are so miseducated. They don't know what to think on the student loan program because they think it's just like done ties, free school. No, nobody wants to go to school for free. I mean, would it be nice? Yeah, but it's not, it's a thought. It's never something we want to happen. We don't want to go to school for free. What we want is something to change. We want it to be accessible for those who not only want to go to college and learn and better themselves and push themselves, but to the people that are just, they belong. They deserve to go to college with how insanely intelligent. So me, on the other hand, I am not insanely intelligent, okay? I don't have a high-ass IQ. And I don't study because my brain doesn't want me to. And just all sorts of crazy shit. But school, to me, is more important than most things on this earth. Learning and getting an education, to me, is just under the importance of my cat and what my cat is in my life. Like, it's some people just don't realize that the hold and the importance that education truly has on some individuals. We just want it to be accessible. We just want it to be, I guess, accessible. People should be able to go to college if they want to. And with the prices, like, I went to, so the first school I went to is Mount Ida, okay? The tuition at the time was about $32,000 plus room and board. The room and board was $13,000 a year. So what's that? That's $45,000 a semester. And I went there 2 years in a row. And because there was an issue, my parents didn't file taxes, my dad didn't work, or my dad worked under the table and didn't get a real paycheck, and my mom never worked, and my parents had horrible credit, and this, that, and the other thing, I couldn't get financial aid. And it was a long process. It was a mess. But my mom ended up having to take out two full loans of $45,000. Two full $45,000 loans. We're poor. I don't know how they gave it to her. I mean, I'm thankful for it because, you know, Mount Ida meant a lot to me. And it was, I was a, you know, first generation college student. But that's crazy. And I'm pretty sure my sophomore year, it was almost closer to $50,000 for that year. Absolutely insane. Then I went to Becker College, which was online. No, I lied. Becker was not online. Wait, yes, it was. Oh my gosh, I'm getting my schools mixed up. But yes, I went to Becker online, but the tuition was still pretty close to $40,000 a year. I did Southern New Hampshire online, but that doesn't really count. That was like a handful of loans equaling like $6,000. And the school I'm recently attending is LaSalle University. Oh my god. And the price of that bad boy is... Tuition itself is $42,000, okay? That's what I'm paying now because I am not... I'm a commuter. I don't live on campus. But you would have to tack on $16,500 if you wanted to live on campus. To $16,500 added to $42,630? Who the fuck is affording this shit? It's unreal. Blows my mind. Anyways, I guess this is, I, looking over some of my, survey questions, and 71% said that the issue of higher education is that it's, or the issue itself is that higher education is too expensive. 28% said it's student loans, which is good. Most people understand that it is the higher education. I should have added a question where they think, is it interest or is it something else? We know that the loans become a problem because of the interest rates that they just stick on there, making the initial amounts just double. But it's just, it's crazy. But I'm going to end the episode here. I really, 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 really appreciate you guys sticking around and listening and just being wonderful. This is my first, I want to say, legit episode since I started my podcast 2 years ago. I'm not really the best at finding topics to talk about, but me finishing my first year at LaSalle, which is like my fifth year in college in general, it really just made me think about the student loan forgiveness program and what the issue is with loans and the pricing of higher education. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening, and you guys are wonderful. Please, whatever you listen to me on, whether it's the link on Anchor or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to my lovely voice, please share it, share my link around, and review it. Leave some suggestions of what you want to hear in the future. It would really, truly mean the world to me. Thank you guys. And seeing as it is June, happy LGBTQ+ month. Love you guys.